rattlesnake. If you know how to handle them, you're pretty safe. If you don't, they'll sure get you. That is, they get mad. Now, any time you get after a skunk, and that skunk turns around his rear and throws that tail over his back, he's going to gash you. And 9 times out of 10, he's a perfect shot. But you catch a skunk, fold his tail down between his hind legs, he can't throw that musk at all.
Is that right?
I've caught several and brought them in. I used to have some young raised them as pets. And they got out, and I had a neighbor lived over there about a, well, where the school is now. And he was hunting one night, and he caught my pet polecat. And I called him Chester. Mm-hmm. But I never did tell him he was mine because he was running outside. And But Chester, after he took Chester, come up missing. But he'd go off at night, he'd come back and had his bed out there. I could handle him and just everything. He'd never throw his musk on me at all. But if a stranger come up and get to messing with him or something other, why, that cat would whirl around. But he never did. So he throwed his musk on one fella. And his happy wound up was our mayor here in Hot Springs a few years ago. And I told him, I said, now don't bother that cat now. And boy, he just had to look at him. And that cat throwed that musk in his face and got in his eye. Like, you know, that stuff nearly puts your eyes out. Yeah. But that stuff, when they throw it in the air, you've seen the sun, I can't say what I want to, but it's a little heat, you know.
Heat waves.
Yeah. That there polecat's musk, and you throw that up in that air, is that you can just see them waves, and they're like
that.
I went a hunting one time, and I had a fella taking care of my dairy while I was gone. And so, of course, he'd come up and go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. That polecat was out there at the barn, and he saw him one morning. But he said the polecat went on under the barn, didn't bother him. But he didn't throw his musk on him. But they won't hardly ever bother unless you bother them, and they'll play with you out in the woods.
Really?
You can get in the woods sometimes, and the polecat will be in a trail, and he'll follow you. You stop, and he'll stop. He stands there and he just pat his feet on the ground like that, pat his feet on the ground. And you start on, then he comes on. Mm-hmm. And you start off towards him. He'll start out and give you room. But you go and molest him, and boy, when he stops and throws that tail up, he means business. Mm.
About how far can they throw that stuff?
Oh, they can throw it about 10 foot.
There,
that's a sure shot. Mm-hmm. And did you know a polecat will never throw that musk on another polecat?
Is that right?
No matter how many male cats fight or anything like that, they'll never throw the musk on one another.
I wonder why.
They respect one another.
Mm. Do they have claws?
You see, a polecat, they eat a lot of bugs and worms, and their front claws and their hind claws both are, they're long. Now, they're longer than a cat's claws, quite a bit. They dig lots of, in the ground, they eat up a yellow jacket nest and a bumblebee nest and such as that. And they dig, and they got awful long claws. And they're awful good mousers. They catch a big old rat. Now, I had used friends that used to have a garage up here in town, and there used to be an awful lot of rats up there. They call them old wharf rats. And they would grow to weigh 3 and 4 pounds. And a cat, a lot of times, couldn't handle one. And they got a pet skunk put in the garage. And he said that skunk could catch one of them big old rats. He grabbed me his mouth and said he'd take them there front.